Hello.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your name and what do you do?
My name is Mary Martin. I just graduated from School of Slavonic and East European Studies in London, and I'm living in Helsinki right now.
Okay. How did you become interested in Finland in the first place?
Like a lot of people who study Finnish, whom I know, through music, I really like Finnish bands, and it got me curious about the country. I went there and basically fell in love with the place.
Which places have you been to in Finland?
Only the capital area, so Helsinki, Espoo, Vantaa.
And how many times have you been to Finland by now?
By now, 5 times, including my year abroad.
Okay. What's your favorite thing in Finland apart from music?
I'm hesitating between the weather and the people because I like snow and I also like the people here, but I'm going to go with the people.
Why do you like Finns? Why are Finns so nice?
Well, they're kind of hard to get to know at first, but once you do, they're really, really adorable people, nice to talk to, easy to talk to as well.
Okay. And the weather, you said you like snow. How about the winter? Do you like the darkness there in Finland?
I assume if you go for the north, it would be a bit of a problem, but in Helsinki, it doesn't get that dark, so that's okay.
Okay. Where have you, you said that you've studied Finnish at CEES, at the School of Slavonic and East European Studies, and you did a degree. Can you say, tell us a little bit about your degree?
So the degree I took was a BA in Finnish and East European Studies, which included Finnish language lessons and Finnish cultural lessons as well as some options.
Okay, and what options did you choose?
I chose Icelandic and also other options which evolved from 1 year to the next.
Okay, and your degree involved a year abroad. Tell us about the year abroad. How was it?
It was really great. I did my year abroad at the University of Helsinki. The university there is really, really nice. Everything is done so that foreign students will feel comfortable there. And they have a wide selection of classes in English if you're struggling too much for Finnish, and also Finnish language courses.
Okay. Would you say that Finnish was a difficult language to learn?
Not so much difficult as different. You need to get used to the inflection system, the grammatical structure, the pronunciation. And for me, the toughest challenge was the difference between written and spoken Finnish.
And would you say that you mastered these two varieties now?
I still have a bit of trouble with puhekieli, especially when I'm not expecting to talk to people. But it's getting better.
Okay, so it's a colloquial Finnish that's harder.
Yeah.
What's the best way to learn a language?
Having a good teacher, obviously, and also watching TV, listening to music. But nothing's better than actually going there and talking to people, especially for colloquial Finnish.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite word or expression in the Finnish language?
It's kissa, which is the word for cat, which I really like because I love cats and also because it sounds like a cat hissing.
Okay. Okay, that's nice. It's my favorite word as well, actually. And what would you like to do with your Finnish degree now? Or what sort of work would you like to do?
I like to work in translation, but I would also like to work in maybe teaching foreign languages in Finland.
Which foreign languages would you like to teach?
My native language, so French.
Okay. And to finish off the interview, could you say something in Finnish and translate what you've said?
Okay. Oli kiva jutella sun kanssa. Kiitos. So it was nice talking to you. Thanks.
Kiitos, kiitos, Mari. Hei, hei.
Kiitos, hei, hei.